Chicago last game and Anaheim this game, you're getting teams that are coming in, giving you their all, jockeying for position. What's the value in seeing lineups like that for your young players?
Well, for all those guys, it's not just their first game. I mean, some of them have played in exhibition games, and there's such a difference between the two. Different speeds, different size of players, you know, a depth throughout their lineup. So they get a chance to get a real taste of what it's like in an NHL game, and it's a different energy in the building on the bench than what they've seen before. I thought they did a real good job. You know, they acquitted themselves really well. Good energy, good pace. They made some plays. You know, I think as they get more comfortable, they'll try more things. Like we talk about, you know, some of the, you know, DeLeo and Patan and Kosmachuk all have a good skill level. They're trying not to make mistakes, but I thought they were trying to create too.
Because you've got such a young lineup, I assume just playing in the NHL at this level is enough for them to stay motivated to keep going. For your more established players, the Blake Wheelers, the Staffords, the guys who just, it's killing them not to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
What's left for you, for them in this season, other than showing up every day, being a pro and giving it their all?
That's got to be enough. That's a lot. The last three things you mentioned, I mean, that's, you don't stick around in the National Hockey League for a long time or at the very least get to the level that those men do, both, you know, the two guys you mentioned, 19 goals without going through some adversity and learning how to handle it and fight through it and play hard. And they've got pride in their team, and you know, they've got pride stepping out on the ice wearing the sweater at home. They know they owe it to the fans. This is not where we want it to be, but we want to put a good effort out there. We want to play right and make it an exciting game, and they did that.
Is there culture to be created at this time of season?
Well, every day you come to the rink, you have a set of circumstances that you have to deal with, and you either deal with them or you don't. So that can never leave your room. We're not excited about where we're at, for sure. It's a tough set of circumstances what they're dealing with, but you get a real good look at how men handle themselves, and you know, for the most part, I think we're getting a lot of miles out of in a tough spot.
So coming back in games hasn't been your specialty this year, but you came back in this game from down 2-1. Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, it does, because it's not the first time now, right? So Colorado, in order for us to do that, you know, we have to you end up firing out a bunch of cliches. I don't want to do it, but we have a tendency to change our game, open our game up when we got down one or two. And you would think then if you're opening your game up, you would see great chances at both ends, but it never translates to that. It translated to chances at your own end and frustration going through the neutral zone. We haven't done that. So the bench is right after they made it 2-1, handled it well. I liked what we had in the third period. They had a couple of good chances that may not have looked great from up top, but at ice level, Michael made a couple of really good saves in the third, but we would have had the best chance in the third with Burmistrov's shot. So, yeah, they're learning.
In the overtime, you put Chase and Nick Patan on the ice. What's going through your head?
Go get them. You know, so we have players, you know, on the bench at that point that have more experience in the NHL, for sure. But that's what those two guys do for a living. That's what their best is. Their best is a skilled speed game, which is what 3-on-3 requires. And that's what they have to sell. They have to sell what they're great at. So no problem doing it. That's what they would do. Here.
Got any updates on Matty Perreault?
Well, you saw it. So upper body, he hit his head on the dasher there. He's fine now. He's moving around on his own power, but we won't know what that means until after the testing and how he comes back tomorrow.